What, if you have a lot of peach trees, you know, like in a certain area, what would you have?
That would be an orchard.
Okay. What? Why is it? Would you ever have an orange orchard?
No, that's a grove.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Besides, that'd probably be hard to say, wouldn't it? Orange orchard?
Orange orchard? No, that's a, you say, an orange grove.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the inside of a cherry, you know, that you don't eat?
That's a seed.
Okay. How about the thing inside of a peach that you don't eat?
Well, that's a kernel.
Okay. Do you know if there's anything inside that kernel in a peach?
Oh, yeah, that's it. There's peach seed, and then the kernel is inside of the seed.
Okay.
That's the part that germinates and comes up if you throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fertile seed.
Okay. Are there different kinds of peaches?
Oh, yes. Several different kinds. Now, I don't know how many new different varieties they may have, but they have the Hyla Bell, and they used to have there were several different types of them.
Mm-hmm.
They had one that I believe they called the Queen. I believe it was. Now, I won't say that part, because that was many years ago. That was 1918 and 1919. That's when I used to pack peaches.
You used to pack peaches?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I started out to be a fruit buzzard.
Fruit buzzard.
That's what they call these fellas that follows the fruit and vegetable deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get through packing tomatoes, and get through oranges here in Plant City, and then we had tomatoes and stuff that we packed. We get through with that, then we went to Georgia, to the Fork Valley, to the peach deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's peaches there.
Oh, wow.
And there was several different kinds there. And they had one that was the biggest peach I ever looked at, called the Hail, at that time. Now, I don't know whether that still exists or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't know that.
Is there kind of a peach that, you know, like when you open it up, the seed sticks to the meat?
Oh, yeah. There's a cling seed and there's a clear seed.
Oh, okay. Is there any difference in the taste of them, do you know?
Well, sometimes there is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most people prefer the clear seed.
Is it sweeter or something?
Well, yes, and it's easier to handle. To take that seed and get all of the meat off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trim that off. Or just gnaw it off if you're eating it.
Okay. What would you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
Core.
Okay. We used to have a dog that'd eat those.
Oh, yeah. That little scoundrel right there will eat most anything that I eat.
Oh, really?
Oh, he chews his tobacco right along with me at times. He's never had a dose of medicine.
Never?
Never had a dose of medicine. Every once in a while, I walk out here and sit down, take out my pouch of tobacco. I said, boy, you want to chew? He'd come roll up a wad about that big, give him, he'd take it, chew it 2 or 3 times, down it goes.
And he swallows it?
He swallows it. He won't never be no worms in him either. But that veterinarian told me, I was telling you about giving him a shot. I said, Harry, he's never had a dose of medicine. He says he hasn't. I said, no. But I'll tell you what he does, he chews tobacco with me. He eats his, he swallows his, and I spit mine out. He says, well, as long as he does that, Elmer, there'll never be no worms in him. And he sure keep him clean of worms.